Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 1st of April, the 91st day of 2024, with 275 days to go as we head toward 2025. Spring surprised us last week, bringing a snowfall greater than many of us had seen all winter, which had been relatively dry for most of March. Then the rains came, and altogether the transition echoed the opening lines of Geoffrey Chaucer's prologue from his Canterbury Tales. One that a bril with his showers soota, the drought of March hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vein in sweet liquor, of which vertu engendered is the flower. Or, from Middle English into Modern English, when April, with its sweet-smelling showers, has pierced the drought of March to the root, and bathed every vein of the plants with such liquid by which power, the flower, is created. To the ancient Romans, April was known as aprilis, from the verb aperire, meaning to open, alluding to the emergence of much in nature that for several months prior had been dormant. And the first day of April does double duty in many parts of the globe, as April Fool's Day or Fool's Day. All Fool's Day today affords us the traditional opportunity to play practical jokes. Where, when, how, or why this tradition began is open to much conjecture. Though some scholars advance Chaucer's Nun's Priest's Tale of his Canterbury Tales as a likely candidate, noting that the date the vain cock Chanticleer is tricked by a fox is, since March began, 30 days and 2, making the actual date of the trickery April 1st. But today is also Easter Monday, or the second day of Easter, which is a public holiday in Canada, Australia, England, Wales, Northern Ireland, much of Europe, and several other countries around the globe, though not in the United States. Heavenward this morning, early the bright red star Antares of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion was near our waning gibbous moon, which today will be in last quarter, and a week from now we'll have not only a new moon, but also around 3:30 in the afternoon, for about 3 minutes, the much-touted eclipse, which we'll pay due attention to in our Edgeword installment next week. Today in 792, the Maya city of Piedras Negras celebrated its military triumph over the nearby settlement of Pomona. Today in 1778, New Orleans businessman Oliver Pollock created the dollar symbol. Today in 1826, American inventor Samuel Morey was issued the first U.S. patent for an internal combustion engine, which he called a gas or vapor engine. Today in 1854, Charles Dickens's novel Hard Times began serialization in the magazine Household Words. Today in 1857, Herman Melville published his last novel, The Confidence Man. Today in 1867, blacks voted in a municipal election in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Today in 1948, the Big Bang Theory was proposed by American cosmologists Ralph Alpher, Hans Bethe, and George Gamow in the scientific journal Physical Review. Today in 1960, the first weather satellite, TIROS-1, was launched. And today in 1960, the U.S. Census determined our resident population to be 179,245,000. Today in 1964, after 17 years, John Lennon was reunited with his father, Freddie. And today in 1976, Apple Computer was founded by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in Cupertino, California. Today in 1932 in El Paso, Texas, Mary Frances Reynolds was born to Maxine and Ray Reynolds, a railroad carpenter who moved to California to find work, though going hungry and sleeping on benches before being able to send for his family. California proved to be the best place for Ray to bring his daughter, who loved singing and played the French horn in her high school band. At 16 years young, she entered the Miss Burbank Beauty Contest, impressing the judges because she applauded for the other candidates and because of her own exceptional performance, which included her dancing to and lip-syncing a popular Betty Hutton recording, and taking off her borrowed high heels that were too tight to instead continue barefoot, winning the contest. The impressed judge happened to also be a talent scout for Warner Brothers Studio and signed Mary Reynolds, while also changing her first name to Debbie. Debbie's first film, however, was considered a disaster, and Warner Brothers dropped her, opening the door for her obtaining a contract with MGM, affording her a starring appearance in the 1950 Two Weeks with Love, in which she sang Abba Dabba Honeymoon, a hit that sold 2 million copies and led to her co-starring role in 1952's Singing in the Rain. Today is also the birthday in 1578 of the English physician who discovered blood circulation, William Harvey. In 1776 of French mathematician Sophie Germain. In 1815 of German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck. In 1875 of English novelist and playwright Edgar Wallace. In 1883 of American actor Lon Chaney. In 1886 of American circus performer Wallace Beery. In 1897 of American blues and singer and songwriter Lucille Bogan. In 1905 of American social worker and activist Mother Hale. In 1908 of American psychologist Abraham Maslow. In 1910 of American tenor and baritone saxophonist Harry Carney. In 1920 of Japanese writer and actor Toshiro Mifune. In 1922 of American jazz pianist Duke Jordan. In 1929 of American singer and actress Jane Powell. And of Czech-French poet and novelist Milan Kundera. In 1939, of American actress Ali McGraw, and of American rock singer Rudolf Isley. In 1940, of Kenyan environmentalist and political activist Wangar Maathai. In 1944, of English actress Carol White. In 1945, of American drummer John Barbeta. In 1953, of American director Barry Sonnenfeld. And in 1954, of American drummer Jeff Porcaro. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the third week of spring and to the 14th week of 2024.